Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Thank you. Isn't this cool? This is awesome.
That's Stephen Alacara, president and founder of the Millennial Action Project. No, it's not a craft beer club. It's a nonpartisan organization aimed at working with millennial policymakers to overcome gridlock. He's celebrating the creation of the Future Caucus at the General Assembly, a bipartisan group of millennials and even a few Gen Xers.
You see this sentiment so widely across young people today who feel like the government is stuck in a previous era. I think if there's any group capable of reinventing government for the 21st century, it is the group standing right here.
Delegate Chris Peace, a Republican from Mechanicsville, says part of the goal is to craft legislation to adapt to rapidly changing technology, like Airbnb or Uber.
We also have had bills on Bitcoin, and people don't know what that is. I mean, so there's just even an issue with translation, you know, between what is going on in the real world, in the millennial generation, and the rest of it.
Members of the Future Caucus say they want to tackle college debt relief, teacher pay, and transparency in government. But the first goal, they say, is to have a good time together. So the first order of business was to elect a social secretary, Republican delegate Emily Brewer of Suffolk. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.